Luke chapter 9, verse 57. Now it happened as they journeyed on the road that someone said to him, Lord, I'll follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then he said to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. You go and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I'll follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house. But Jesus said to them, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. I'm going to preach to myself a little bit here. But we put our hand to the plow. We put both hands to the plow. And we don't look back. You say, where do I look, Brother Joe? We keep looking forward. Where do I look, Brother Joe? We keep looking unto Jesus, the author, the beginner, and the finisher of our faith. Amen. We keep looking unto Jesus. You say, well, how do I look to Jesus? That's kind of a good question, isn't it? How do I look at Jesus? You know, you just try to, you get real glazy-eyed and you try to picture Jesus. Okay, I see him. I see him, Jesus. I see you. That's not how you look to Jesus. Jesus is the Word. So what do we look at? We look at the Word. Not only the Word here, but the Rhema Word that He's spoken to us. The words He's spoken to you about your life. You keep those words fixed before your eyes. You look unto Jesus. You look unto the Word, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. Remember, we don't know all about how we're going to get there. We've got to keep our eyes on Him. So he said here, no one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom. How many of you know you can't look two ways at once? How many of you know wherever you look, you're going to end up eventually going? How many of you know I can be going this way, but if I start looking this way, eventually what's going to happen? I'm going to turn around, I'm going to go that way. That's why the Apostle Paul said, forget what's behind. Don't look back there. Don't look back there. Look straight ahead. Reach forward to what's ahead. How many of you know there is something to lay hold of? We're not reaching for nothing. We're reaching for something sure, something certain, a path that is definite. Amen. All the promises of God are yes and amen. God's not playing games with your life. He knows where you're going. And as I mentioned before, I want to say it again. One of the greatest things you can say to the Lord is say, Lord, I trust you with my life. What's that mean? I trust you with my future. And you know, if you walk in the plan of God, you have to learn to say that. Why? I don't know where I'm going to be 10 years from now. How many of you know the Lord will wreck your 10-year plan? You can make a 10-year plan, but you better be ready to have it subject to change. I've said this before, it bears repeating. You know, the Lord won't wreck your life, but he might wreck your plan. If you've already got a plan and it's not his plan, well, his plans will end up wrecking your plan. But he won't wreck your life. Why? Love's plan is a plan of peace. It's a plan of health. It's a plan of prosperity. It's a plan of satisfaction. It's a plan of good works prepared before the foundation of the world. Amen? Everybody say, straight ahead. I've got a couple translations here I think I wanted to read of that. No, I don't. Everybody say, don't look back.
Don't look back.
Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 11 for just a minute. These are important verses. Hebrews chapter 11. Oh, you're being equipped.
Amen.
You're being armed. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 14. Let your eyes rest on these. It says, for those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. What's he talking about? Let's read on. But now they desire a better, that is a heavenly country. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he's prepared a city for them. But verse 15 tells us about people who called to mind. In other words, they get it in their mind. They entertain thoughts in their mind about the past. And it says when they call these things to mind, it says they will have opportunity to return. That's why you don't want to dwell on the past. You start entertaining thoughts about the past. Oh, it was better before. It was better before. You know, we ought to, just like the children of Israel, you know, it was better in Egypt. How many of you know it wasn't better for them in Egypt? What's the devil trying to do? He's trying to get you to back off. You know where the devil wants you? He wants you in your little box. Your little box of containment. There. You stay right there in your box. And what happens is you find out about the plan of God and you break out of your religious box. And you find out that God wants to give you expression in the earth. And you start moving in that plan. The devil gets afraid. And he comes with you. And how does he come with you? He comes to you with psychological warfare. He tries to play with your mind. He tries to make you think it's not working. He tries to make you think it would be better if you went back. He tries to make you look longingly in the past. Why? So he can take you like a little dog on a leash and bring you, walk you right back into your cage and put you in your cage and close the door and say, there, you stay there. But I'm not going to let the devil put me in his box. Everybody say, look straight ahead. Did you know, friends, that there's no real rest in retreat? There's no real rest. Have you ever felt tired? Come on now. Have you ever felt weary? Have you ever felt like, this isn't working. Maybe you ought to just forget it, throw the towel in. But you know what the Lord has said. But you're thinking, maybe. How many of you know maybe is not the Lord's leading? You can know right away when you start thinking, maybe you're headed the wrong way. God deals in yes and amen. God deals in you have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. No maybe about it, amen. But if you've ever felt weary and discouraged like we all have, you can start entertaining certain things and you think, maybe I could just go back there and maybe they'd give me my place back maybe I'd go back there. But you know, there's no real rest there. There's no rest in retreat. There's only containment in retreat. The devil wants to contain you. You know where real rest is? Real rest, friends, is on the other side of press. How many of you know that's true? We've all experienced that different degrees in our life. How many of you have ever yielded to the flesh in a way that you wish you hadn't? How many of you have you ever had pressure on you, on your flesh, to do something, to say something, to do something that you didn't want to do, and you yielded to it? Did you find rest? Did you find freedom? And how many of you have ever had times when the pressure was on and you said, no, I'm not going to yield to that. No, I'm not going to back down. And you pressed on. And how many of you found there was rest on the other side? How many of you found there was rest the next morning when you woke up? I'll tell you, some things are as simple as just shut your mouth and go to bed. And you wake up tomorrow and it'll be a brand new day. And you'll find rest on the other side. Amen. So real rest comes, and it comes, I don't hate to tell you because it's my job to tell you, I love to tell you, real rest comes after a press. This is the kingdom, we press into it, amen? Hebrews says it this way, we labor to enter into rest. There's no rest without first labor, amen. Let's finish up here, Matthew chapter 11. Everybody say, don't look back. How many of you know Lot's wife got into trouble when she looked back? Don't look back. Brother Joe, don't. I'm preaching to my brother Joe. Don't. I won't look back. Preaching to myself. Don't look back. Both hands on the plow. Straight ahead. How many of you know you got to talk to yourself? How many of you know you got to preach to yourself? Especially if you're a preacher. Sometimes there's nobody around to preach to you. I'm going to preach to myself today. Don't look back. Straight ahead. And you know, remember this, friends. The Lord doesn't speak to you through doubt. That's not his voice. He doesn't speak to you through discouragement. Well, it's not working out. You're headed the wrong way. You better shut down that voice. Well, it looks like this. Well, we're not moved by what it looks like. We're moved by what God said. That's when you got to start talking to yourself. Now, wait a minute, Lord. I'm your sheep and I know your voice. You don't talk to me through discouragement. You don't talk to me through the way things look. You talk to me right down in here. And if you've got something to say to me, Lord, you can say it to me and I'll hear you and I'll obey you. But I'm not going to yield to this pressure around me. How many of you know you got to be strong? Everybody say, we're pressing into it. Everybody say, everyone is pressing in to the plan of God. Matthew chapter 11. Let's finish up here. You guys listen well. Matthew 11. And verse 12. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And the violent, what do the violent do? Take it. So he's telling us how the kingdom works here. This kingdom operates in such a way that once you put your hand to the plow, you go all the way. This kingdom operates in such a way that you got to take it, and you got to take it forcefully. The NIV says this, listen to this. It says, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Everybody say, I'm a forceful man. I'm a forceful woman. Why did I hear some deep voices on that one? All the men, I'm a forceful man. Ladies, I'm a forceful woman. Oh, that's better. All right. The kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing. You see, so things don't advance without force. Things don't advance just because we wake up tomorrow. We got to press. You say, Brother Joe, how do we press? Well, we press in prayer. How many of you know you got to give yourself diligently to prayer? It'll help us all if we can establish a time in prayer, a set time in prayer where we can pray things through. Amen? Where we can lift up our decisions before the Lord. I mean, just this past week, we had a great week here this past week. And you know one thing that made it a great week? We opened the place up for prayer. All week, 8 to 10 a.m., we were just in here praying. Praise the Lord. And it's good. Amen? It's good to pray. It's good to press into the plan of God. How else do you press in? Press in by spending time in God's Word. Spending time in God's Word. You know, you can always know this. Anytime you lose your courage, have you ever felt discouraged? Anytime you lose your courage and feel discouraged, you can know this. The Word deposit on the inside of you is running low. It's running low. And I found sometimes it's amazing what 30 minutes will do. It's amazing what 30 minutes will do. If I'll just sit down with my Bible and read my Bible, the Word of God comes into my heart. And when the Word of God comes in, strength comes in. And when strength comes in, courage comes in. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by life? Anytime you feel overwhelmed by life, you can pretty much take it to the bank. Your word level's low. Have you ever felt like I got too much to do and not enough time to do it? What am I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to make time for the Word of God. Because the Word of God is the wisdom of God. And when this Word is on tap and on deposit in your heart, your life begins to work. Your life begins to flow. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The things I'm teaching you are some of the vital things to pursuing the plan of God. Now, if you're not pursuing the plan of God, the things I'm sharing with you won't mean much to you. But you start pressing in, and you need to know what I'm telling you. Did we read our verse of Scripture? Yeah. So listen to this from the Amplified. We're closed here. Matthew 11, 12 from the Amplified. It says, and from the days of John the Baptist until the present time, the kingdom of heaven has endured violent assault, and violent men seize it by force. As a precious prize, a share in the heavenly kingdom is sought with most ardent zeal and intense exertion. Ardent zeal and intense exertion. Why? There's a precious prize. Did you know there's a real prize? Did you know there's a real reward day coming? And what's it based upon? It's based upon this plan of God and my part in fulfilling God's plan of God, his plan on the earth. Amen? Amen. Let's stand to our feet, please. Just lift your hands with me. Let's make a good, strong declaration together. Everybody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Your plan is real. I receive this word today. I choose in my heart to embrace your plan this day, to press in to the plan of God. I forget what lies behind. I lay aside doubt. I lay aside discouragement. In the name of Jesus, I'm anointed. I'm graced to walk forward in love's plan for my life. I will not quit. Now, this is a good opportunity. You just join into this right now with all your heart. There's an anointing here. I will not quit. I will not back down.
I will not shrink back.
Greater is he
who's in me
than he who's in the world.
Satan,
I bind you.
I take authority over you.
Get back.
Back off.
Take your hands
off my life,
off my family,
off my finances,
off my mind.
In the name of Jesus,
we are going forward.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. No quitters around here. And you know what? No maybe entertainers either. Well, maybe not. Don't entertain the maybes. Entertain the word of God. The yes and amen.